Hamilton, my old time friend. They put his face on the front of the tin. These are the dead presidents from the hood, and they represent the American dream for the average minority.
Ah, that's who's on the $10 bill, Hannibal?
Hannibal? Bear, oh my God. Burritos. He's a good guy. Mm-hmm. I think. We don't know though.
Do nah, we? I think, I swear, yeah. He's sneaky. I know he is.
The hustler.
Yeah.
He is sneaky. That's why he talks fast and hard to understand. That's what people do. It's tricky. Like, Chris does that too. Circle talk.
But then on top of that, no, but Hannibal, he's international because he knows multiple languages. Mm-hmm.
Hey, think about breaking down silos with people for a minute. You know, it allows people to be more easily engage with each other in relationships. But you kind of got to get your hands dirty. You got to actually put in a little effort to solve problems together. It becomes less about being politically correct and more about finding resolutions and making the relationship stronger. Open-minded people, like, think about it. You have to have an open mind. Breaking down silos and communication barriers requires people to be open-minded. Oh, come to us. Any surprise to anyone out there? In the end, problem solving is about people working together to make the relationship and the people that it serves better. Therefore, if you're stuck working with somebody like that's closed-minded, think about this. Effective problem solving becomes a long and winding road of misery. Yeah, takes two. You know, you kind of got to meet me halfway if we're gonna have to solve a problem. There are many people in this life that enjoy creating unnecessary chaos so that their inefficiencies and all their, you know, inferiorities, you know, they're never exposed. You know, they don't tell it like it is. They don't try to engage the way they really should be. They just try to keep brushing you off because they don't want to be exposed. These are the types of people that I call them loafers and leeches. They make it difficult for problems to get solved because they slowed the process down while trying to make themselves look more important, especially to their friends and you know, family. That they want to look like everything's perfect in their life just so they don't have to expose themselves. But discover like the people, like high caliber people that lift people up, you know, within any relationship, and you'll see, or even an organization for that matter, but you'll see examples of the benefits of being open-minded and how this eventually leads to more innovation and initiative. Being open-minded and how this eventually leads to all that stuff, like people see beyond the obvious. Open-minded people see beyond the obvious details before them, and they view risk as their best friend. They tackle problems head on and get on with their relationship of driving growth between the two of them and innovation. Closed-minded people, they turn things around and make it more about themselves and less about what is required to convert problems into new opportunities. With this explanation in mind, carefully think about and observe, you know, the actions of others the next time that you're dealt a real problem. See what kind of people they are. A solid foundation for strategy. Without strategy, change is merely a substitution, not evolution. Did you hear what I said? Without a strategy, you think you're looking for change, the other person with the problems looking for change, but it's merely a substitution. It's not evolution. A solid strategy must be, you know, implemented in order to solve any problem. You know, people attempt to dissect a problem rather than identify the strategy for change that lies within the problem itself. Effective couples that are, they're comfortable with problem solving, they always know how to gather the right people, the resources, the knowledge from past experiences. They inspire people. They inspire their partners to lift their game by making the problem-solving process highly collaborative. For them, it's an opportunity to bring people closer together. I've always believed that you don't know the true potential and character of a person until you see the way they solve problems. Effective people connect the dots and map out a realistic plan of action in advance. They have a strategy that serves as a foundation for how the problem will be approached and managed. They anticipate and the unexpected and utilize the strengths of the people around them, like to or whoever the relationship's with, to assure that whatever strategy they're doing, it leads to a substantial solution. Never shoot from the hip when problem solving. Avoid guessing. Take time to step back and assess the situation and the opportunities that each problem represents. Make the problem solving process more efficient and by recognizing that each problem has its own nuances. And some of that may require some distinct strategy towards visible resolution. But I'm not saying I'm not guilty of doing those things before, like shooting from the hip or avoid, I definitely have guessed plenty of times, but you know that you have a great, relationship, especially in your family, when problem solving becomes seamless, like a seamless process that enables, each of you, each of the people, and the relationship to grow better. If problem solving creates chaos, you have a serious and unintentional, like, or not, what's the word I want to look for? Just kind of like uncooperative individual, and it creates a lot of deficiency. So it's really kind of sad too. Problem solving is the greatest enabler for growth and opportunity. So this is why they say failure serves as the greatest lessons, whether it be in life or in business or in relationships, because the high caliber person that shows maturity, acts courageously, and requires accountability, they're the ones who are going to see the success. Now, you can have a couple of those characteristics, but if you don't show accountability and you don't want to do anything about it, you can just act mature, you're actually acting ignorant in my mind. So, but applying these lessons, they can help you become a master problem solver. Each experience teaches us all new things. Embrace problem solving and the many unseen treasures that represents. So I love solving problems, and some people just don't. They just want to be heard. Isn't that what you've heard before? I just want to talk about my problems with somebody. Well, sometimes you talk about problems to vultures, to people who really, they're only listening because they want something from you. They're not really listening. They're not truly as interested as you think they are. And then you push away the people that really are interested in what's going on in your life. But you'll push that away too, because, or run away from it because, oh my God, I almost disclosed who I am. I almost got real and raw and authentic with them. Oh boy, that's kind of scary. I'd hate for anyone to know who I really am. I'm ashamed of myself, and I don't want them to be ashamed of me. I've spent all this time trying to put on a big cover and change who I am for other people so that they like me. And now I got all these friends. And do you really though? Do you? Do they help you solve problems too, or do they create problems in your life? Everybody's got a different thing going on, but I've heard enough stuff now to know, a good relationship and a bad relationship in a a leech and a loafer, from a high producing, efficient and effective individual. Some people bullshit their way through life. Some people just want to be kids forever, and some people want to be grown up and mature and move forward with life. Because whether you realize it or not, time is moving by with or without you. And problem solving and having, being open-minded and having a solid foundational strategy to take care of things is what it's going to take. And if you just try to avoid it, and ignore it, you know, you can get a substitute, but it's going to be the same shit as it was this time. It's going to be the same shit again because it ain't going away. No matter where you go, there you are with your problems. So get off your high horse, whatever, you know, you're on, and try to start working on something important in life and quit throwing everything away like as if it's trash. Like, you know, I'd rather coach up than out when it comes down to working with people. So, but nobody seems to, when a person really, like for me, like when I need some help or something, I don't really get that feedback from people. Like, you know, just because I'm smart doesn't mean I don't need, you know, to be reassured or reminded about things. But at the same time, but if you can't take that yourself, where does that leave us? Where does that leave, you know, any situation? So just some things I wanted to make a quick note on. And, you know, anybody out there want to add to this or whatever, I believe I got a new a link added to these podcasts. So this should actually be more interactive now. I have an actual email address now for everybody. It is, if you want to email me to talk about things, it is where the sidewalk ends, mac11@gmail.com. So I'd like to get a website up too and everything, but for now, that's what we got. Love to hear from you people out there. Give me your feedback on this stuff and let's take it from there. And we'll see if we're going to probably go into a commercial here and then be back in a minute with some more information that might be kind of cool. Thank you. Did you see the shuttle blast off?
I don't know.
Fucking rocked the whole world.
I didn't see it.
As big as the moon, dude.
I didn't see it.
Saturday.
I don't know. What the fuck was I doing Saturday, but...
Wish I could see into the week. Wednesday was fucking weird. I'm gonna call it a personal development day.
Today?
No, that's what we need. We have to have a personal development day in the field once a month or something. You know what I mean? Where we work together on stuff.
Yeah, as a team.
And we already picked this job to do it on.
Yeah, as a team. And then, okay, oh. I got it. I love that, right? So every month, one day, right? Each month?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I only say that? So look, right? We work as a team, but we take turns being the supervisor. Like, okay, like the first, like let's say for the, when we do it the first time, right? Let's say it's you. Like, then we can see where people's strengths and weaknesses are.
That's a really good idea.
Because that's how we're going to build character, right? Because we're allowing everybody to take turns being the leader.
Add opportunity for them to build it, yeah. Yeah, dude, that's like, yes.
So you see how I add on to your idea?
I do. I really like it. Thank you.
Hamilton, my old time friend. They put his face on the front of the tin. These are the dead presidents from the hood, and they represent the American dream for the average minority.
That's who's on the $10 bill, Hannibal?
Hannibal? Bear, oh my God. Burritos. He's a good guy. Mm-hmm. I think. We don't know though.
I think, I swear, he's sneaky. I know he is.
The hustler.
Yeah.
He is sneaky. That's why he talks fast and hard to understand. That's what people do. It's tricky. Like, Chris does that too. Circle talk.
But then on top of that, but Hannibal, he's international because he knows multiple languages. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.